You've had many hits, but the one that, you know, you can't step on the stage without singing is Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Well, yes, but in Ireland, it's Crystal Chandeliers. They treat that one like the national anthem. The walls tremble when I start singing that one.
Ah, interesting. So as you're saying, you know, because the British audiences like certain type of music. So in Ireland, that's what they like. What other ones do you know that the Brits like in particular then? A couple of ones that you can reveal that you're going to be rehearsing today.
Well, just you pick out one, but they really like them all. It's what happened, actually, and I say they're downstairs here pretty quick, my band, getting together certain songs. See, my fans in a lot of places, like going overseas, like in England, Scotland, Ireland, Norway, and Sweden, and Australia, New Zealand, they get those albums and they pick out a certain song, maybe two or three different songs in the album that they love more than the big hits I ever had.
Yeah, because, you know, they're treasured, aren't they? Definitely treasured. Now, do you still perform in Branson then?
Yes, we used to have our own theater there, but we left there, but we still go back and we mostly play at the Andy Williams Theater, at his theater. That's where we do our shows when we go there. I think we're going to go there in November.
Now, I've got to ask you, because I know when some artists who first came here years ago came to England, there's certain things they like. Martha Reeves says to me she likes Guinness. Some people love fish and chips. What do you love?
I like the regular, you know, bacon and eggs, and I love a good English breakfast, yeah.
You do indeed. Oh, well, it's wonderful to speak to you. I know somebody else will be waiting to come on the line, but thank you for taking the time out, even though you're still kind of up against it.
What I do care, and I tell people, I'm from Lancaster, near Leeds, and they look at me and...
And they say, really?
He said, now, wait a minute, Charlie. I said, the accent hasn't kicked in yet.